brother. Anish, your vehicle is in a parked in a bad position. Somebody wants to leave some emergency and you are blocking someone. Please, brother Anis Mohammed, your vehicle has to be relocated. Yeah, so make sure we utter the takbirs, inshallah. Remember, in each salah, the salah is first and then the khutbah. Opposite to Jummah. In Jummah, you have the khutbah first and then the salah. In Eid, there is no adhan, there is no iqamah, right? And you have your takbirs to recite in salah. Remember, from on Tuesday after Fajr, we began with reciting one takbir after every fard salah. The men would recite aloud until Saturday Asir time, after every fard salah. Whether you pray in masjid, whether you pray at home, after every fard salah, you must recite takbir. Men as well as women. Many a times the women forget about the takbir because they're not accustomed, they're not hearing it. But the women as well have to recite one takbir after every fard salah from now until Saturday. After Asir Salah, you have a takbir. After every Fard Salah, inshallah. Make sure our lines are okay. There's still room upstairs and all of that. Inshallah.
Rahimakumullah. Make sure your lines are straight. Leave no gaps, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تسلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Sami لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi adhafa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardha. Alhamdulillahi alladhi abda' al-aflak wal-ardin was-salatu was-salamu ala man kana nabiyya wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wat-tin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar walillahil hamd. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu akbar walillahil hamd. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qawluhu ta'ala lan yanalallaha لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. حضرين الكرام, honorable assembly, today is the day of النحر, يوم النحر, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Today is the day that we perform our sacrifice And indeed, as Maulana Shiraz has mentioned, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there is no deed that the son of Adam can perform on the day of sacrifice which is more superior in the sight of Allah min ihraq al-dam than the shedding of the blood. The fuqaha have mentioned that not even sadaqah, or giving out the price of the animal in sadaqah or charity, is more beneficial and superior to the act of ihraq al-dam. The hadith is by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that on the day of Nahr, no deed is more beneficial, no deed is superior on the day of Nahr than the shedding and the flowing of the blood, because sadaqah can be given at any time. Sadaqah can be given in all of the days. Tilawat can be done in all of the days. Salat can be done in all of the days. But with the passage of the time, with the passage of the 3 days, 10th, 11th and 12th, the time for Qurbani finishes. So the most important act is the act of the Qurbani. And the best of all the days, as is mentioned in Hidayah, reported by Ali and so many other companions, awwaluha, the first day is the best, illa li mu'arid, except for something that might delay you, even on the day of Yawm al-Nahr, or because of this delay, then you have to do it on the 11th or the 12th. So this is all towards al-musara'a and al-mubadara ila al-qurba, to hasten towards the qurba, to hasten towards the sacrifice. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this act of Qurbani, it's an old ancient act. It is an act which started way back in the days of Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. The Qurbani started then with Qabil and with Habil. Habil, who sacrificed, he did the Qurbani of a ram, which was accepted by Allah. That fire came down from the heaven, narun bayda, fa ahraqathu, and it burnt his sacrifice, which was a sign of acceptance. We are lucky today that we can eat our qurbani and fire from the heavens doesn't come down and burn the sacrifice to show its acceptance. Qabil, on the other hand, had sacrificed some provisions from the ground, and that was not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Qurbani is something very ancient. When the Sahaba asked about these sacrificial animals, and they said, "Ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah," what are these sacrificial animals about? What is this Qurbani about? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim." It is the sunnah of your father Abraham. The sunnah of your father Ibrahim. Ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So the Sahaba said, "Fama lana fiha ya Rasulullah." What is there in it for us? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bikulli sha'ratin hasana." That for every hair on the animal is a blessing. Wow. Can you count the amount of hair on a bull, or on a sheep, or on a camel? For every hair is a blessing. The Sahaba then said, "Fasufu ya Rasulullah," what about the wool? What about the suf? The Rasul alayhi salam said, "Bikulli sha'ratin min as-sufi hasana." Every strand of hair from the wool is also a blessing. So blessings upon blessings, mashallah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this is to commemorate and to remember a great sacrifice that was performed by Khalilullah, the intimate bosom friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was tested so many times and so many occasions. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And remember when Ibrahim was tested by his Rabb with certain do's and don'ts, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, and he completed these tests. He passed these tests with flying colors. Some commentators mentioned that these tests were the tests of Hajj, manasikul Hajj, the rituals of Hajj. Some commentators mentioned the 10 things that Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded with. five in the head and five in the rest of the body. The five in the head are, it was the pattern of the hair, farqur ras, the middle part. The second one was the growing of the beard and the clipping of the mustache. The third one was mazmada and istinshaq was the fourth. And the fifth one was siwak and miswak, five in the head. And the other five in the body was circumcision that he was commanded with. He was commanded to remove and to pluck out the hair from underneath the armpit. He was commanded to do halqul ana, to shave the pubic hair. He was commanded to do istinja bil ma, with water. And he was also commanded to clip the nails, the fingernails and the toenails, 10 things. According to one commentary, commanded with the manasik and the rituals of Hajj. In short, Ibrahim was tested time and time again. And whenever, and he would always pass his test with flying colors. He was also tested with his son, Ismail, Zabihullah, known as Zabihullah. And Ismail had reached the age when he was able to walk and to help his father about the age of 13 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim with that which he had loved and cherished very much. Sometimes, in fact, many a time we are tested with the things that we love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hazrat Aisha very much. And he was tested very greatly with respect to Hazrat Aisha, in Hazrat Aisha, with the hadithul if concerning the lie that was forged against Hazrat Aisha, which caused much discomfort to him, to Aisha and his household. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah, as he saw in the dream, dreams of the prophets are revelations, to slaughter this boy child. He was the only son of Ibrahim, firstborn Ismail, and had reached an age where he would be able to walk and help his father, and he was tested, Ibrahim was tested, to kill this child and slaughter this child in the name of Allah. And he was ready, and Ismail also was ready. Ismail, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam explained to Ismail what had to be done, Ismail alayhi salam told his father, go ahead, do the command of Allah. Satajiduni insha Allahu min as-sabirin. You will soon find me amongst the patient ones. And in this there is humility. He did not say that you will find me patient. He is saying that there are others with the quality of sabr and patience, and you will find me to be one amongst them. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to put the knife on the throat of Ismail, to cut it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When lo and behold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not really want Ismail's blood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today doesn't really want the blood and the flesh from us. What Allah wants is to see your spirit of sacrifice, your spirit of devotion, and your spirit of taqwa. Because Allah says in the Holy Quran, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا. Their flesh does not reach Allah, the flesh of the animals. وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Nor the blood of the animals, that does not reach Allah. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is your taqwa and your piety that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail were prepared and they had passed their test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a ram from the heaven, bidhibhin, wafadaynahu bidhibhin azim, and we ransomed him, that child, with a great dhibh, that is with a great slaughter, a madhbu, which was the ram that was sent down from Jannah. And do you know, in the books of commentary, the commentators mentioned that same ram which was slaughtered by Habil, by Abel, and was accepted by Allah. It was that same ram that Allah sent down to be slaughtered by Ibrahim in place of Ismail, ala nabiyyina wa alayhimu salatu wassalam. And when Ibrahim passed his test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. We are going to make you, indeed I'm going to make you an imam for the people, an imam for the righteous ones, an imam of the whole of mankind. And so Ibrahim did become an imam. Everybody respects Father Abraham, Ibrahim. Even the Hindus respect Ibrahim, from which we get Brahman and Brahma, Abraham, as Maulana Umal Pari had explained. Everyone shows love and respect for Ibrahim. The Christians also, the Jews also, the Muslims. Allah really made him an imam for the people. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned about his progeny and children and those to come afterwards. He said, "Wa min dhurriyyati," what about my children? Allah says, "La yanalu ahdi dhalimin," my covenant will not include those who are dhalimin. So it means that when we pass our tests also too, and indeed we'll be tested, Allah is going to make us imams of the people and imams of the righteous ones. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what we do today is to commemorate and to remember that great act of sacrifice by Ibrahim alayhi salam, followed on by the prophets, followed on by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, commemorating that act of qurbani and sacrifice. But there is something deeper beyond that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not just put the knife to Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as you would know and you would have heard before in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife also to certain birds. He was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he wanted to see the power of Allah, and he said, "Rabbi, arini kaifa tuhyi al-mauta," my Rabb, show me how you bring things to life. Show me your power of resurrection. I want to see how things will come to life. Qala awalam tu'min. Allah said, don't you believe? Don't you have iman? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite his knowledge of the iman of Ibrahim in the resurrection, in the ihya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim this question, that Ibrahim alayhi salam may answer and that the whole world may know the garb and the purpose behind this question of Ibrahim. And he said, "Qala bala," indeed, O my Rabb, I believe, I don't have any doubt. "Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi," but it is for my heart to have tranquility, it is for my heart to have sukoon. And the commentators mention that the knowledge that you get through mushahada, through experiencing, through witnessing something, that quwwat of iman, that freshness and that tajdeed of iman, it is not found elsewhere as it is found in mushahada. Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was then ordered by Allah to collect 4 birds and to sacrifice these birds. Get these birds, make them tame, let them be accustomed to you. Fasurhunna ilayk, yani amilhunna ilayk, tame them towards you so they will know you and they'll be accustomed to you. Then Allah commanded him that you will slaughter these 4 birds, you will cut them up into pieces and mix up all the pieces and mix up all the feathers, and you will keep the heads with you. So Ibrahim alayhi salam did that, and he put the knife to these 4 birds, cut them up into pieces, mixed up all the different ajza and parts of every bird and all the feathers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, "Thumma du'uhunna," then call them, "Ya'tina kasaya," they will come to you running. Allah told him, thum aj'ala kulli jabalin minhunna juz'a," on every mountain from the mountains there place a portion of it. So he did that, mixed up all the meat and the feathers of the different birds and placed portions on different mountains there. And he وَأَمْسَكَ رُؤُوسَهَا عِنْدَهُ, and he kept their heads with him. And then he called them, subhanallah, فَتَطَيَرَتِ الْأَجْزَاءُ إِلَى بَعْضِهَا, and then the different parts of all the birds came together. All the parts of one bird flew towards the other parts, hatta takamalat, until all the birds became complete with their flesh and with their feathers. Thumma akbalat ila ru'usiha, and then they advanced towards their heads, which were with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and these birds became alive to show Ibrahim how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of resurrection. But my dear brothers and my dear sisters, the commentators mention that the four bulls Ibrahim alayhi salam chose, the four bulls that he chose, in fact, the four bulls that he was commanded to slaughter, was first of all the Taus, the peacock, the Nasr, the vulture, the Gorab, the raven or the crow, and the Deek, which is the rooster, because these birds resemble insan. The peacock has a lot of pride, ujub, and vanity, just like insan. We look at ourselves in the mirror so often. We have this quality of ujub, of vanity, love for oneself, takabbur, pride, haughtiness, just like the peacock. It's the most beautiful of all the birds. So this is a quality that man has also too. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife and slaughtered that bird also too, the commentators are saying he slaughtered that to slaughter the ujub, the pride and the vanity that is present within man, to show man that you have to slaughter that and you have to sacrifice that. Because subhanallah, Allama Qadhi al-Baydawi alayhi rahmah, he says, you know something? He says, if you want to live a real life, he said that in this incident with Ibrahim, fihi ima'un, there is ishara, there is an indication, ila anna ihya an-nafs bil hayatil abadiyya, that indeed the bringing to life of one's nafs, if you want your nafs to live bil hayatil abadiyya, with the perpetual life, with a life that will never die, with the real life, with such a nafs, with such a nafs, such a soul that will now achieve the marifat and recognition of Allah and the love of Allah. وَفِيهِ إِمَاءٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ إِحْيَاءَ النَّفْسِ بِالْحَيَاةِ الْأَبَدِيَّةِ, that for the ihya, the resurrection, bringing to life of your nafs with a life that is everlasting, إِنَّمَا يَتَأَتَّى, it can only come bi imatati, with the killing of hubb ash-shahawat wa zukrufat, of the love of desires, the love of passions, and the love of embellishments. That we have to put the knife on greed, we have to put the knife on malice, we have to put the knife on hatred, on all these evil qualities, these sifati radhila, bad qualities. When we do imata of that and we slaughter that and we put the knife on that, then our nafs will live and live forever bil hayatil abadiya, in this life and the next life, a nafs that will go into the grave recognizing Rabb, recognizing Deen, recognizing the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a nafs that is going to be comfortable here as well as over there. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to slaughter the peacock and to cut up the feathers and the flesh of the peacock, showing us that, listen, within you human beings, some of you have the quality of ujub, of vanity, of pride, takabbur. You have to put the knife on that. Ibrahim alayhi salam was also ordered to slaughter the Nasr, the vulture, the Egyptian vulture, the vulture in general. Why? Because the vulture has shahwatul aql. It has the shahwa and the passion for eating. It likes to eat. And human beings, they like to eat. They love to eat. So this eating has to be less. We put the knife towards this passion and desire. Because if any person desires to become a friend of Allah before dying, if any person desires to become mahbub and muqarrab and near and dear to Allah, then there are four things that he has to do. It is qillatu ta'am, he has to eat less eaten, qillatu ta'am wa qillatu al-kalam, he has to speak less, not too much of talking, wa qillatu al-manam, he has to sleep less and not become sleepers like the sleepers of the cave. who slept for 300 years, 309 years according to lunar calendar, less sleeping. وَقِلَّةُ الْإِخْتِلَاتِ مَعَ الْأَنَامِ, and less mixing with the people. Four things he has to do. قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ, less eating. وَقِلَّةُ الْكَلَامِ, less speaking. قِلَّةُ الْمَنَامِ, less sleeping. وَقِلَّةُ الْإِخْتِلَاتِ مَعَ الْأَنَامِ, and less mixing with the people. So the vulture has the quality for food and drink and to eat and to be a glutton and just eat. Amongst us, human beings, we have that same quality for food and for drink. We have to put the knife on that and we have to control it. And Allah gives us a lesson in that in the month of Ramadan. And through fasting, Allah has recommended fasting for us as a lesson for us so that we can learn to curb this quality of akl and shurub, eating and drinking. The other bird that he put the knife to and sacrificed was the bird of the gurab, the raven, the crow, which has the quality of hirs, greed, the quality of greed. And likewise, we human beings, we have plenty of greed. We are very, very selfish. We are greedy. We want things for ourselves. This greed is within us. We have to put the knife towards this quality of greed and cut it, that we may now become selfless instead of being selfish. And we may now become sakhi with sakawat, with generosity, instead of becoming bakhil. We may become favorable towards the orphans and the fuqara bil ihsan wal karam ilayhim, with ihsan, goodness and kindness and favors towards them. So he slaughtered the raven and the crow to slaughter the hirs and the greed which is present in that animal, which is also present within our nafs. And Ibrahim alayhi salam put the knife and slaughtered the deek, the rooster, because the rooster has the shahwat, shahwatun nikah. The rooster likes nikah. And nikah here means al-jima. It likes the act of intimacy with the other hens around. It likes to be with them. And so too, man is of that nature. He looks for the nisa, for the woman, and has that urge and passion which could lead him into fornication, which could lead him into zina and adultery. So in short, Allama Baydawi is saying that if you want to live, and you want to live forever, and you want your nafs to evolve from that state of ammara bisu, of commanding you with evil, and then go on to the state of lawama, and then go on to the state of mutmainna, then the nafs will live forever and will come only by killing and putting the knife to the love of desires, hubbu shahawat, wazukrufat, embellishment, and by putting the knife to these evil qualities. And my dear brothers and my dear sisters, while we have life, if we want to rise, we nearly need to put a knife to these evil qualities of our nafs, that our nafs may evolve from the stage of ammara to the stage of mutmainna, that at the time of death, when we are dying and people are crying and we are seeing the angel of death, and we are seeing angels that are accompanying the angel of death with bouquets of flowers and glad tidings from Jannah. And we will hear at that time, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O peaceful nafs, O nafs that has reached the stage of itminan, irji'i ila rabbiki, return to your Rabb, return to your Rabb. How, in what state? Radiyatan maradiyya, happy with the thawab from Allah, and in such a state that Allah is well pleased with your amal and your action. And then on the day of Qiyamah, when we rise from the graves, the other part of the ayat will be heard. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter amongst my faithful, pious servants. Wadkhuli jannati, and enter into the Jannah. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, it starts now. It starts now. We get older and we get older. We do qurbani year after year. Yes, we sacrifice our animals. The Rasul alayhi salam said that before the blood touches the ground, yaqa'u bi makanin min Allah qabla ay yaqa'a, bimakanin min al-ard, before the blood touches the ground, it reaches Allah. That is the devotion and the sincerity. We do it year after year. But what we have to learn also, my dear brothers, from the story of Ibrahim, is we have to learn to put the knife towards our vanity, towards our takabbur, our pride, love of ourselves, the ujub, and sacrifice the peacock that is within us. We have to learn to curb the quality and control that of eating and drinking, that greed for eating and drinking, and we have to sacrifice the vulture that is inside of us. We have to sacrifice that ghurab and that crow which is within us, which makes us greedy and selfish, and we have to sacrifice that shahwat for nikah, that shahwat for jima, that shahwat for women, which will take men into Jahannam and take women into Jahannam, by sacrificing that rooster inside of us. And then, subhanallah, with the imata of these evil qualities, then there'll be the ihya and the living of the nafs bil hayatil abadiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is that one who makes effort upon his nafs, who purifies his nafs. He puts the knife on his nafs. He puts the knife and sacrifices these evil qualities. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that one has failed miserably, who has hindered the progress of the growth of his nafs, yani أَقْفَاهَا. He has hindered it. He has not allowed it to thrive and to prosper, but he has concealed and covered up and impeded the progress of the growth of his nafs and corrupted his nafs. So my dear brothers and sisters, we know that we have a lot to work on. This Qurbani, when we go and sacrifice our animals, we should not sacrifice one animal in front of the other. It's bad. We should sharpen our knives and make the sacrifice quick with a sharp knife and do it according to the rules and regulations of the Sharia, inshallah. But when we do that, it is very good that if we can also put the knife to these bad, evil qualities, it will make the world a better place. And we can see what's happened. Sometimes just after Juma, sometimes just after Eid, we come out, we go in the car park. And you know what? You see a brother is waiting to come out from his spot, but you'll see a line of traffic coming down the midway, the passage. A brother is waiting to come out, but yet not one car would stop. After Juma, we've just read Juma, just read Eid, and a brother is waiting to come out, and not one car would stop to say, come out, brother. That is the type of nafs, the evil qualities, the selfishness, the greed that we have inside of us. And we need to put the knife to that and slaughter these qualities so that we reach the stage of ihsan, we reach the stage of nafsi mutma'inna, we reach the stage where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he was asked about iman, that what is the sign of iman, what is the alamat of iman, and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idha sarratka hasanatuka, when your good deeds make you feel good, when you do good and you feel good, idha sarratka hasanatuka wa sa'atka sayyi'atuka, and when your bad deeds make you feel bad, your conscience bothers you, you do good or you feel good, idha sarratka hasanatuka, when your good deeds make you feel good, wa sa'atka sayyi'atuka, and when your bad deeds make you feel bad, fa anta mu'min, then you are truly a mu'min, because the conscience inside bothers you. Then the sahabi asked him, mal ithmu, then what is a sin, what is a sign of a sin, an alamat of a sin? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ma haka fi sadrik, ma haka fi sadrik, that which wavers in your mind, that which yani taraddada fi nafsika, that which wavers in your mind, then that is a sin. You should leave it out. Yani it means da ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. That sometimes we want to know what is, if it is bad, it's really bad, and we feel that inside of us fluctuating up and down, there's this taraddud, then leave it out, it's a sin. So my dear brothers and sisters, we have much to work on. If we want to remain like this until death comes, then we have a choice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to elevate from that basic low stage of that animal low stage of that nafsi ammara, to elevate and go on to the state of nafsi mutma'inna, and then to radhiya and mardiya, that we can hear the ayat of the Quran at the time of death and we can live. And when we understand the statement mutu qabla anta mutu, die before you die. It is good to die before you die. Die that you may be born again in this life, in this earth, with so much of good qualities, and all the bad qualities and love of desires and passions and low down stuff will be replaced with love of virtues and good qualities. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il al-muslimin wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فمن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد غوى وضل ضلالا بعيدا يا أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى عن سماع اللغو وفضول القبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر وقال تعالى مقبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي العسل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالحق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب كرم الله وجهه ولولديه السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلى عميه المعظمين عند الله والناس المطهرين من الدنس والأرجاس أبي أمارة الحمزة وأبي الفضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى تمام الصحابة من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واقذل من قذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر. الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك. نحب بحبك من أحبك ونوادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم هذا الدعاء وعليك الإجابة وهذا الجهن عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا، وأكرمنا ولا تهنا، وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا، وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أقوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم إنا نسألك توبة قبل الموت، وراحة عند الموت، ومغفرة بعد الموت، والعفو عند الحساب، والفوز بالجنة، والنجاة من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة، اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أحينا مسلمين وامتنا مسلمين. Ya Allah, accept our dua today, O Allah. O Allah, accept all the duas of the Hujjaj, all the duas that would be made in the holy land of Makkah and Medina. We ask you to accept those duas. O Allah, we ask you that the brothers would remember to convey our salams to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we expect them to convey our salams, and we hope for a return, O Almighty Allah. O Allah, we ask you to accept the Hajj of all those who have performed the Hajj. Bring them back home safely, O Allah. Accept their dua, accept their ibadat. O Allah, this morning of Eid, so many places are performing the Eid Salat. So many people are making dua to you on this day of Eid. We ask you to accept all the duas, O Almighty Allah. O Allah, another year has passed. This is the last month in this year of Dhul Hijjah. Very soon a new year will pass. O Allah, we ask you to give us that tawfiq, enable us, give us the divine courage, the strength and ability, that when we do our sacrifice, that we can put the knife also to on those evil desires and evil qualities. We can put the knife on the peacock inside of us. We can put the knife on the vulture inside of us. We can put the knife on the raven and the crow inside of us. We can put the knife upon the deek and the rooster inside of us. O Allah, that we can sacrifice all those evil qualities in order to gain the beautiful qualities. O Allah, we ask you to protect us, protect the whole Ummah, protect the Muslim Ummah. And O Allah, we ask you to give victory to Islam and the Muslimin, and to let the flag, the banner of Islam, rise high again, and use us and use our children and protect our children, protect our homes, O Allah, from fitna, protect our homes from evil, and whatever difficulties we may be going through, O Allah, you are the one to make it easy. Allahumma altuf bina fi taysiri kulli asir, fa inna taysira kulli asir alayka yasir, wa nas'aluka al-yusra wal-mu'afata fi dunya wal-akhirah. We ask you, Allah, to make us among your friends, O Allah. O Allah, different people have different goals and different aims and objectives in life. O Allah, we ask you to make us amongst your muqarrabun, those who are near and dear to you, O Allah. O Allah, help us to rid ourselves of the evil qualities. Help us to put the knife on this nafs, O Allah. O Allah, help us. You are the one to purify the nafs. You are the one to give taqwa to the nafs. O Allah, help us to have a control of these passions and desires. Otherwise, they will go with us to the grave, O Almighty Allah. O Allah, we know that this is the jihadi akbar. O Allah, help us in this struggle, which is a continuous struggle until death. O Allah, all the good things that the Rasul alayhi salam asked for, we ask for these things. And all the evil things he sought refuge in thee from, we ask you to give us refuge and protection from these things too. O Allah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar wa salli ala nabi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Eid Mubarak, wa taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum inshallah.